Fallout Equestria the Chrysalis, Chapter 21, Part 4. We made our way down the path leading away from Gemstone, and followed alongside the ancient railroad tracks. Our path led us out along the level low ground. We walked while I bided my time. It must have been 10 minutes and most of a mile before we made our way out to the edge of a hill and passed out of sight of the town. I was just drawing in a breath to speak when Emerald spoke first.
"Hold up,"
she said, coming to a halt. I shut my mouth, eyeing her with a mixture of wariness and curiosity. When everyone halted, Emerald drew in a steadying breath, then turned to one of her packs. She reached in, slowly drawing out a large bag and tossed it. It landed between us with a clicking rattle of bottle caps.
"I'm doubling your pay for one extra condition."
"What the hell?"
Dusty frowned at her.
"You couldn't have asked us in town."
Emerald shook her head, blinking slowly. Her own ears had drooped, and she swallowed in a way that suggested that she had a lump in her throat. Something was very wrong. Dusty looked down to the bag, then back to Emerald. His expression softened just a hair.
"What's the condition?"
Emerald swallowed again. Her voice was thick as she spoke.
"Once you've done what I'd hired you for."
She hesitated, casting a quick glance back the way that we had come before looking to Dusty again.
"You go back to Gemstone, and you tell them that I died, fighting the raiders."
Starlight's eyes went wide, her head drawing back. Sickle just tilted her armored head, and Dusty glared back at Emerald.
"Seriously? That's what this is all about? You're faking your own death."
"I am,"
Emerald said.
"I have to."
"Why?"
Dusty demanded.
"What possible reason could you, of all ponies, have to fake your own death?"
His expression abruptly softened, looking concerned.
"Did something happen?"
She slowly shook her head.
"I'd really rather not say. I'm sorry."
"Well, you'd better say if you want any chance of me picking up that sack. Shit, Emerald, you know how many ponies you're gonna hurt just disappearing like that? I'm not about to put that kind of pain on a pony unless it's for a damn good reason. And I'm gonna need to know what that reason is."
Emerald looked around at us, then to the sack, sitting in the dirt. None of us moved towards it. After a moment, she deflated, slowly sinking to her haunches. A hoof went up to her chest, slipping into a pouch.
"It's because of this,"
she said, and pulled out a single, uncrimped bottle cap. We all looked on in varying degrees of confusion. She cradled the cap in her hooves, looking down at it as she slowly turned it over.
"That job that you took from Amber, she paid you with caps like this, didn't she?"
"She did," Dusty said, brows furrowing. "It was odd, sure, but what's that got to do with this?"
"Because I know where they came from,"
Emerald said.
"And?"
"And?"
Emerald stared at the cap. After a moment, she tucked it back into the pouch that she'd retrieved from it and rose to her hooves.
"And I know the only way for Gemstone to be safe is for me to leave."
"Hold up there,"
Dusty said, raising a hoof.
"I'm gonna need a bit more than that."
"That's why I'm paying you extra."
"That's not what I mean, damn it!"
Dusty shook his head angrily.
"It ain't about the caps. I don't care about caps if it means doing the wrong thing, and no offense intended, but this is sounding all sorts of stupid to me."
"I'm sorry,"
Emerald said, her ears falling as she looked away.
"I can't tell you anymore. Not without it being dangerous to you, too."
Dusty cocked his head, staring at her for a second.
"Emerald, what the hell are you getting us into?"
She stood there, silence, chewing on her lip. I stepped in just to give a little more pressure. I spoke with a soft, gentle tone.
"Emerald, you've talked a lot about kindness and generosity. How about honesty?"
Her gaze shifted to me, her expression sad. I replied with a soft, supporting smile, and she sank down as the final resistance faded.
"I know where those caps came from,"
she said, slowly and carefully.
"Which means I know the pony Amber works for. And I know how bad that is because I used to work for the same pony."
A few looks were exchanged between us before Starlight spoke up.
"But if you worked for them, then why, it was a long time ago,"
Emerald said, and slowly shook her head.
"I was a different pony back then. Did some things I'm not proud of. Things I'm still ashamed of."
She cast a glance towards Sickle, then quickly looked away again. Sickle stared back, silent, her jaw tightening. Emerald chewed her lip for a moment before continuing.
"And the pony I did those things for, they had in here unlimited supply of unused bottle caps. The same ones Amber's using."
Starlight's gaze shifted around.
What kind of bad things are you talking about?"
Emerald hesitated, and I could practically see her forcing herself to speak.
"Mostly, I just scouted places out, gathered info, stuff like that. I rarely got involved directly, but I saw plenty. saw whole families grabbed up and marched off to live the rest of their life in captivity. Sure, I might not have been one of the ponies doing the grabbing. I was just the pony telling them where to find these helpless, isolated ponies.
Dusty's head had drawn back, his ears flat. You're saying you used to work for slavers?
Yes,
Emerald said, and though the shame was clear in her expression, she pressed on.
And worse, I'm sure. But the really terrible thing is, I didn't feel bad for any of those ponies that they took. I never even thought about it. I was just doing a job. What changed?
I asked, and she gave a weak, appreciative smile.
I spent some time with one of those families,
she said.
I'd found a farm, one that looked more built up than the others that I'd come across. I went in to appraise how well that they could defend themselves. Ends up, they were some of the nicest ponies that I've ever met. They were poor farmers, but they'd welcomed me, fed me, and showed me every measure of hospitality and generosity, even though I was a complete stranger to them. They treated me better than my own family did.
She finished with a smile, though it quickly faded again.
Something about that generosity made me reconsider things. How could I condemn those ponies to a lifetime of slavery after the hospitality that they have showed me? I couldn't. Problem was, there was no way I could stop things, and this wasn't exactly a job that you could just quit. These are ponies who could see such things as treachery. You're in for life one way or another. So I got out the only way I could. I went out on my scouting, and I just disappeared. They probably figured I died out in the wasteland. It happened from time to time. That's why you left Serenity?
I asked, and she gave me a concerned look, but it quickly softened to a faint, sad smile.
Yes. It hurt leaving my family behind, but they were too tied up in things. To them, I'd be a traitor. I still love them, though, even if they're misguided. Maybe someday.
She trailed off, looking out into the distance, then quickly shook her head.
Ember's working for the same ponies. I left home more than 20 years ago, so I doubt that she'd recognize me, even if we'd met. But some pony might. If they did, every pony in Gemstone could be in danger.
Dusty's ears perked. Why?
Because. Do you remember way back how I said that folks back home were a touch paranoid? I might have been understating it. If they think I might have shared any of their secrets, they'll do whatever it takes to contain that information.
Dusty's expression hardened. Such as?
With the arsenal they have at their disposal, they could flatten Gemstone. Or maybe they'd throw near their endless supply of bottle caps at some mercenary group to do it for them.
She slowly shook her head.
Or maybe we'd get lucky and they'd settle with just killing me. I just can't take that risk.
You sure Amber's with them? Dusty asked.
She's been spending thousands of their caps on mercenaries, and she's looking to hire more. She's with them.
Emerald frowned, glancing back in the direction of Gemstone, concealed behind the curve of the hill.
And whatever her intent is, she's already hostile enough for my pit buck to recognize it. Wait a minute,
Starlight said.
She's red to you too? I thought it was just because she'd pulled a gun on us before.
Red? Dusty asked. You mean she's showing as hostile? Shit, Starlight, that's the kind of thing you need to be sharing.
What?
Starlight said, shrugging.
I mean, it isn't like any pony didn't know that she was a hostile bitch.
You should still tell us, Dusty said. Communication is important. He turned back to Emerald. So, what if we helped protect Gemstone? Emerald gave a sad smile.
I appreciate the offer, hon, but it wouldn't change anything. These ponies aren't secretive and paranoid because they're weak. They've spent decades in who even knows how many caps to see to their safety, and have amassed an arsenal of the best tech to be found. Four ponies, even four exceptional ponies, wouldn't so much as slow them down. Besides, even if you did, it'd be a lot of death. I don't want that on either side. No. Better I just disappear again.
We all stood in silence, but as much as everyone wanted to argue, it seemed none of us could summon up a good argument. Eventually, Dusty broke the silence. Where are you planning to go? Emerald looked around at us, but reluctantly answered.
There's a little town way off south called World's End. Fitting enough name, given the location. From what I hear, they take on ponies that aren't welcome anywhere else, and they don't ask questions. Sounds like the kind of place for making a new life.
We're familiar with the place, Dusty said. They didn't seem to care for us.
Does seem like the kind of place that they might be a bit wary of random mercenary types showing up on their doorstep.
Emerald said, and Dusty grunted. So what? It's a refuge for ponies hiding from the law?
It's a refuge for ponies looking for a second chance,
Emerald said, and gave her a wry smile.
All things considered, I think I'll fit in well.
Well, Dusty looked around, but none of us said anything. Shit. Don't suppose you want an escort there?
Thank you for the offer, hon, but I'm afraid you'll be needing to go back to Gemstone after we're done. Don't worry. I used to travel a lot. Besides, there's about to be a lot less raiders in the area.
I doubt we'll be staying long, with the news that we'll be delivering. Dusty said with a shake of his head. We could meet you after that.
Again, she hesitated, but this time she smiled and gave a small nod.
I can't say I'd mind the company.
And maybe on the way you can fill us in on this Serenity place.
The smile vanished.
I can't do that.
When Dusty started to speak again, she cut him off.
I know they've done some terrible things, but it was still my home, and it's still my family living there. I know I cut ties with them, but I'm not ready to go that far.
Dusty mulled that over and slowly shook his head.
At the very least, they're preying on innocent ponies that don't even know that they're out there. I know you might not want anything bad to happen to the ponies that you used to live with, but you're talking about whole families being put in chains. Ponies need to know that's happening.
Believe me, hon, I've thought of that.
Emerald sighed, looking away.
Pretty much every night since I left, I thought of it. Problem is, I can't see any way that it wouldn't just make things worse.
Worse? Dusty asked. You were just saying how they might wipe out a whole town just to keep their secret.
I chimed in.
And then there's whatever Amber's hiring mercenaries for.
And that,
Dusty said, gesturing a hoof in my direction.
I know,
Emerald said, her voice growing thick.
I know, and I hate it. Do you have any idea how much it hurts to hide stuff like this from all the ponies I love? To have this horrible danger that I have to keep secret, all because they'd be even in more danger if they knew.
What about us?
I asked.
It sounds like you've already told us enough that these ponies would want us dead. You wouldn't be putting any pony in danger by telling us, and you're already trusting us to keep your secret. We might even be able to help.
She stared at me, and slowly the tension in her body began to relax.
Yeah, you're right.
She took a slow deep breath, raising a hoof to wipe at her cheek.
It's still quite the thing you're asking for, but heck, might be nice to finally tell some pony. I don't know, it's just, I need to think on it a while, okay?
Dusty nodded.
We've got a lot of traveling ahead of us, he said. Plenty of time to share. At least we'll have something to talk about.
That we will,
Emerald quietly replied, nodding. As we fell silent, Sickle rumbled.
You cunts all done crying into each other's manes yet? Let's get to killing some fucking raiders already!
Dusty shot her a glare, but she just shrugged it off. Shaking his head, he looked back, pausing for a moment, and walked over to the bag of caps. He picked it up in his teeth and stopped, looking at Emerald.
You sure about this?
She nodded.
I've got enough to make a good start of it. Figure you deserve it for what I'm asking of you.
I don't mean the caps, Dusty said.
I know,
Emerald said, and gave a sad smile.
And yes, I'm sure.
Dusty hesitated, but eventually sighed and turned to Sickle.
You mind carrying this?
Oh, hey, you learn how to fucking ask!
Sickle replied, and popped open one of her armored saddlebags. With the caps tucked away, Dusty looked around at us.
Okay, take two. Let's go.
As we set off again, I wondered what other surprises were waiting for us. Honestly, was not expecting that, both in how deep her backstory was and also just the whole ordeal in general. Anyways, let's get on to our super kind donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldhard, J Tinman, Darkseid, and only one thing. TacoCat598, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Will, Omicron Lyrae, Chris, Twinkie, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneCypher9852, Madman Stan, Leslie Prickett, Drake Lovedragon, Hansa Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGuy12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hotzaza, Convair, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.